Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On our WCBS Newsline is former NYPD captain and current criminal justice professor at Molloy College, John Eterno. John, good to talk with you again. So take us through what police are doing right now to try to catch that shooter.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that they're doing. First thing is a grid search. They're breaking off the area into various grids, and numerous detectives are going around to see if anyone saw anything. They're looking at any photos, anything on people's telephones, anything that any of the witnesses might have seen. All cameras in the area, every single thing. They're going to look at every store, every place that they can go to. They're going to just inundate those stores and hopefully find some sort of photos or some sort of video of them. Witnesses are being interviewed over and over again for anything that they may not think of as important, but it's important to the investigation, to various detectives. And some of the other things that you might not think of, any of the guns or equipment or anything that he may have dropped, they're going to try to find out where those things were purchased. So they're going to be looking back at any type of canister or bullet fragments or anything like that to find out where these materials came from. And hopefully, through this huge dragnet, they'll be able to find the perpetrator.
You mentioned the cameras, checking cameras of local businesses. Mayor Adams was here on WCBS earlier. He told us that at least one of the surveillance cameras at the subway station was not working. How might that hamper the investigation? And are you surprised that some cameras wouldn't be working?
I'm not surprised, but it's interesting that the camera at this particular station is not working. There are other signs here. The perpetrator was wearing a vest that would make him appear as a worker. He also knew exactly when to do the attack, just before the train stopped and the doors would open. There's a lot to indicate that this person either practiced this or has intimate knowledge of the subway system, even to the point where he may know which cameras are working or not, because it's kind of unusual for a camera not to be working in this day and age. So did he know that in advance? And if so, that would tell us something about his identification.
Now, we know police are looking for a specific U-Haul truck. I'm not a detective, but I guess you go to U-Haul and you try to see who rented that truck, right?
That's exactly right. And sometimes you get lucky with these things, but also U-Haul may also have cameras there. So ultimately, when they go to these places, they're going to be checking not just who, you know, took it out, if they used a credit card and so forth, but they're also going to be looking at the cameras. They're going to be asking the employees who are working at the time what they saw, what they recognized. Did this person have an accent? Did they have a tattoo? Was there a scar on the person? All these types of things would be questioned of any witness.
You mentioned how this suspect seemed to have a pretty good knowledge of how the subways work, how the station was working. We have the U-Haul and the license plate number. If you had to guess, John, do police have a pretty good idea at this point who they're looking for?
They have some idea. I don't know if they know quite exactly. I mean, they listening to the police commissioner, they're leaving all options open. But one of the options, if I was working this case, that I would be looking at is a disgruntled employee. I think that there's clearly some intimate knowledge here of the subway system that kind of concerns me a bit, that he waited to precisely the right time. So either this was very much practiced or he has some sort of knowledge of the system.
Former NYPD Captain John Eterno, now a criminal justice professor at Molloy College. Great information. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.